October is a few days away. The new year is 4 months away. I have not been able to record as consistently as I wanted to this year, so the fact that I'm able to finally do so now makes me excited, but because I've been gone for so long, I'm a little nervous when it comes to manifesting the positivity needed for this podcast to grow and be consistent. So I'm speaking this now because I don't know if, you know, I'll be able to be consistent right away. We're back, but we're slowly back. But I wanted to say this earlier in the year. And this is why, you know, this is why I've been told that you can't really plan for things to go. Well, we've been down this road before, so let me just bypass that. I want two things. I'm going to be able to experience two things from now until my last day on this earth. And those two things are peace and happiness. I want those two things more than anything. No matter where I'm at in life, if I have those two things, I'll be able to deal with the trials and tribulations brought to you and sponsored by life and people. I feel like I've only been able to experience small dosages of both of those things separately. Like, I've been peaceful but not happy. I've been happy but not peaceful. I am working to achieving those two treats. That's what I'm going to call them. Those two gifts. And I want to experience those two things for the rest of my life. And I want to be able to live in those two spaces and provide those two gifts for my family, my loved ones, the people that I care about. I just want to go forward with peace and happiness. Love too, but you know, that I've learned that we'll talk about that another time, but mainly those two things. I've been thinking about those two things very heavy, and I've been thinking about ways to obtain them because I feel like maybe I've been going about things the wrong way. And one of the main things I feel like I'm doing wrong is just dealing with things that have resorted to me being half of who I am, like kind of watering myself down for the sake of getting through the day or just for the sake of, you know, the people that I care about being able to be at peace themselves and being happy themselves without worrying about anything. I'm trying to create a space in where everyone could just be unapologetically themselves. And I want everyone around me to kind of do the same thing, you know, just doing whatever they can to be themselves unapologetically. Because if you're not yourself, if you're doing anything less than 100%, you're never going to feel fulfilled. You know what I mean? Well, maybe that's just me. I don't want to jump into this assuming that I know how everyone thinks. It has been way too long. And even when I had that privilege, I didn't want to just jump in and be like, yeah, now, you know, I know how you feel. And this is how you feel, and I'm telling you how to feel like this. No, I just, when I feel something, when I'm at my lowest, I don't like feeling that way, and I don't want anyone else to feel that way around me, even if I don't know you. If I could control the world for a day, I would do whatever it takes to make everyone experience nothing but peace, happiness, bliss, and love, because those are the things we need to help us move forward. I've seen strong people, weak people. Weak in the sense that they feel they're weak, not me saying that they're weak. But I feel like I've seen everyone just deal with shit that they don't really need to deal with or that they deserve to deal with, that they don't deserve to deal with. And I'm just like, if I can be someone that could just take away all of that and just give everyone what they want and be in a position to do that, no one would ever experience anything other than the best parts of life ever again. Now, I feel like I go through these things that makes me feel down and out because I am getting put to a test that is preparing me to be someone that could finally be in a position to help everyone that I want to help. And when I thought about that, you know, I thought about my godmother, my aunt, my aunt Christine, who passed a long time ago. And when I thought about how long it's been since she's been here, I said to myself, damn, I've been adulting. I've been experiencing all these things, and she hasn't been around. And it made me wonder about everyone else who wasn't in my life and just how things would be if they were around. Would I be the same person? Would I be half of that person? Would I just be someone, you know, completely different? You know, I don't know if it's just, it probably definitely isn't just me, but if anyone else can relate, you go through life without people that have been in your space for as long as you could remember and they're no longer here, and you just say to yourself, damn, how would things be if they were here? And I remember she had asked me something that I don't think she wanted me to take too seriously, but I did, being who I was at the time. And since then, I kind of wanted that for everyone. You know, she just said, keep an eye out on your family, make sure they're safe. And I have been trying to do that for the longest. Sometimes I have forgotten that because I started to realize that I had a life of my own that I had to focus on and build if I wanted to be that person. Because if I had nothing to offer, there was nothing for me to do other than to give moral support, which is important. Sometimes it's not about what you can give physically. It's about the spiritual things you can give. It's about how you can just be there for a person, just your presence alone. And I learned that. And that's what I mean. The stuff that I've been going through in life, I feel like has prepared me to view things differently. So I don't have any regrets. I do have a lot of frustration, though, because I'm not in the place that I wanted to be. And I've always kept to myself a lot of things, and it's given this idea or this impression that I don't really want a lot. But I can say this here because this is something that I could just feel comfortable talking about. I want so much. I want to be able to be, you know, rich in spirit, rich in pockets for sure. Prices are going up like crazy. And I feel like every time I get something to help me get ahead, what I'm getting is just enough for the stuff that I got to pay for. It's crazy. It's like just my luck, right? But no, seriously, I want to be someone that could just help. I want to be the person that I wanted to help me when I was going through it. And I'm not throwing shade at anyone around me who tried to help me. What I basically mean is I know myself enough to know that I'm never going to accept help, even though I need it. So I would need someone who could talk to me the best way and help me without me realizing that they're helping me and just not acknowledging the stuff that I don't want them to acknowledge. I don't know. It's weird. It's very weird. But you all know what I mean when you want somebody to present themselves the way you want them to present themselves, not the way they're presenting themselves. Because it's like, yeah, you're giving me what I'm asking for, but I don't want it like that. Can you just do it like this? It's one of those weird things. It's very weird, but I want to be someone that can really just show that I got it taken care of. There's no doubts. There's no worry. There's no qualms. It's just nothing but, okay, I believe you and thank you. And I've been trying to figure out the best way to do that, how to move forward and how to stay forward. People say setbacks are a part of the journey. I say setbacks are a part of the journey. But saying it and experiencing it, those are two different things. Sorry for the noise in the background. My screen is constantly going on sleep mode, and I don't even know if I'm able to record until I see it. And I am recording. So far, so good. I sound good. It's good to be back. It's good to be back. Small steps, but I'm losing focus. But yeah, saying things and then experiencing things are two different things. You ever heard the advice you need to hear, but because you're going through something, it's just like, yo, not now. Please shut the hell up. I think I said that one time. I gave advice to someone and it was easier for me to say it. But then when I heard it, I was just like, yo, listen, you're right. But just not right now. I just don't need that right now. Because they spoke in a way where, you know, it wasn't tough love. It was just they were talking normal. But I kind of wanted them to acknowledge and read the room like, okay, we'll talk about this another time. Just take me out for drinks and I'll sit and I'll drink. But, you know, you live and you learn. But yeah, I've been trying to just do a lot of self-reflecting and just trying to figure out what it is that I can do to propel myself and be this completed person. I definitely feel incomplete. If anyone thinks that I feel like I have everything going for me and there's nothing I need to work on, then I must be one of the greatest actors on this planet, because that is not how I feel internally. And a lot of people are shocked when I tell them that. I say to them, yo, I may look like I'm happy, I'm content, but there's a lot of things you'd be surprised that I've picked up on, and I just have to go with the flow that I wish I could just break out of that flow and just live in a space that is euphoria, in all honesty. And that's the beauty of people, too. Like, that's one thing I love when I speak with people is that the facade that they put on can throw you off and you could just be like, yo, I had no idea. Or you could pick up on it and you could kind of understand why they're doing that, whether it be from what you went through yourself or just understanding that not everybody is you and they might be dealing with things differently. We all definitely learn from each other. I've learned that for sure. I picked up habits based on other people's habits that are completely opposite of the habits that I picked up on. It's only 10 minutes, and I feel like there's so much more that I can unpack. And this is one thing I've missed about podcasting the most, that when I start and I don't stop, it is like, it's food for the soul. This is what I needed. I needed a place to vent. Isn't it crazy how we can have people in our life that we're blessed and fortunate to have, but there's always a part of us that's going to want a space to ourselves. We can just unload and not fear to be judged or looked at a certain way after expressing these hidden thoughts or dreams or goals. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe that's the one time I think I'm the only one that has that feeling. As long as I can remember, everyone who was close to me has always said, you know, if you ever need to talk to someone. But I always looked at myself as someone who knows what needs to be done. So talking about it, while it is healthy, is only half the journey. The rest of the journey would be for me to put in the work. And if I'm not putting in the work, then I can't be frustrated because I'm not putting any progress. I know myself better. I know myself at least that well enough to know that, you know, no work can't be done if you're not moving your arms and legs. But I think I am being too hard on myself. I don't know. See, this is where I know that therapy is definitely needed, because Oh, wow. That text message scared the hell out of me. I thought that as soon as I said therapy, I thought it was going to be like, hey, you said the code word. Listen, 50% off for you. No, matter of fact, free. Come in for a session. Yo, that's life's way of saying, finally, you got it. I'm done with the recording. This is why this podcast is like one of the best things that ever happened to me. I did not plan it. I wasn't texting anybody at all. But geez, that scared the hell out of me. Oh, my God. I got to put that on mute. Well, I can't because, you know, responsibilities. But yeah, I just feel it. Yo, you can't make this up. Hang on for 1 second. Let me just turn that little switch. And watch, when I put this on a low ringer, I'm going to get all the messages that I was waiting to get. And then it's just going to be one of those things where my timing sucks. But anyway. Getting back. That made me laugh. That was the comfortability I needed to jump back into this thing. I started recording a little tense, and it's just like I was just so ready to record that I just didn't have anything to record. I definitely had an idea, but I just didn't know how to go about it. But overall, I just want to work towards better. When I speak to everyone that I know, we're all saying the same things. We all want to be in better spaces, better places, better thought processes. I can't even say it right. Better spaces, better places, better mindsets, better environments, just not doing things to get to the good, already experiencing the good. And it's so crazy how we all feel that at the same time. It's like we know that where we're at right now, it's good, but it's not the best. And we're at the point where we just don't want any setbacks at all. Even though, again, setbacks are part of the process, we all just feel like, nah, there's no more room for error. I remember I was telling the love of my life that too. I said to her, like, you know, me, I always feel like there's no more room for me to have setbacks. So I want to do everything as perfect as I possibly can. And she said to me, you know, you can't think like that. Things are going to happen, but you can't stop yourself from doing something, because then nothing's going to happen. And then what? And I'm just like, damn, that's the point. That's, again, one of those things where it's just like, all right, you spitting facts, but yo, chill. And as I was thinking about that, I said, you know something? I have to just learn to live. I can't control a step. I can't control a breath. I can't control what happens when I speak. I just have to just live and keep everything subconscious and just move forward and then allow myself to react after I get everything. But it does suck. It's like, man, for me personally, I'm not even going to hold y'all. Sometimes, like, I feel like I've been just dealing with the definition of stress. everything that you could possibly think of. You know how some people say, hey, yo, look at the bright side. That bright side gets a little dimmer because it just so happens to be the thing I need to work out for me. That's just like, yeah, nah, what's up? What's up, Mr. Comfortable? What you thought? You thought episode one was going to be light? Nah. I don't even recall a year where things have gone smoothly without something happening. But it hasn't been to the degree where it's a bad thing that happened. It's just something that has always had me unsettled. There was a point in time in my life where I kept relocating so much that my mom had to really sit down and tell me, like, yo, you got to get yourself a mattress. And I told her, I was like, yo, I don't want to get a mattress because I don't want to allow myself to be comfortable. Now, isn't that a crazy way to think? You know what I mean? It's just something so simple as getting a mattress made me feel like, nah, I don't want to be associated with that way of thinking anymore. I don't want to be that person anymore. I want to be able to be like, you know what? This is going to work out. I'm not going to allow myself to feel negative about it. I'm going to move forward with positivity and good vibes. Even with this unexpected yet expected planned, unplanned hiatus, it wasn't supposed to go on this long. So much happened in between that I had to look at the positives, and that helped me get to today to record. If I was negative, or if I felt like that was the end, or, you know, this is the end of the Chillin' with Chillis podcast, this episode wouldn't drop today. And it's just like, no, I don't want to. I will make it work because I want to make it work. And I want to be able to be this person out loud without having that fear of failure on my back. No, I'm not crying. You imagine? It's fear of failure. I think that'll bring in the views. I definitely have to kind of bring more emotion. I always kind of feel like I'm speaking from a place where, you know, nothing goes wrong. But if I'm fully transparent, then I think that'll be what I... Listen to me trying to profit off of my pain. That is wild. You know, it's good to be back. I don't even know how long I want this to record because it is getting late and sleep is important. Sleep is very vital these days. But at the same time, I'm recording. I'm happy. This is my space. I'm back. Something like this is something I was looking forward to for a long time. I work from 6 p.m. to 4:45 a.m. for 4 days a week, and I get 45 minutes of a break. And sometimes I just want to take my phone out and record and drop episodes then and there. But then I'm just like, nah, I'm gonna drop my phone, and then before you know it, it's gonna crack. Screen gonna be compromised. And then it's just like, why did I have to be passionate? And that, you see where my mind goes? No one would think about that. They'll just take their phone out and just do what it is that they want to do. Or maybe they'll plan it. And there are some people out there that think like me. I'm not crazy. I'm not saying y'all are crazy either, but y'all get it. The overanalysts, the overthinkers, the stress thinkers, the stressed out, the ones who need just to take a nap, breathe, have some jazz music in the background, figure it out. I'm a fine job. Y'all my hive. I might go to Comic-Con, so, you know, just meet me over there. We'll sit and think together and be like, yo, we're not crazy, right? Maybe 10%. But yeah, I just been thinking about all of that stuff, you know. There was a person that I used to be way back in the day before the world and I were acquainted. I was someone who was, you couldn't tell me anything negative because I was able to spin it into a positive. And now I'm someone where I could still do that, but I can only spin positives for other people. When it comes to me, it's just like, no. And I've been trying to take my own advice, and that's just look at everything that I want to work on as a whole and then start from a place where I can make progress instead of just, you know, working on that and then ended up setting myself back with something else. But I want to be the person that I made the promise to my godmother. And just be that person that I saw myself as when I made that promise too. You know, I don't want to second guess myself. I don't want to doubt myself. I want to be able to be someone that if I'm speaking something, I'm speaking it into existence. And then I'm working forward to that. And then I don't want to be clouded by judgment or negativity from others. I want to be able to push past that, convert it into positive energy and use it to propel myself forward. And I want that for everyone too. This is my message to all of you. No matter what anyone says to you, hang on. I got to do this right for the edit, for the video clip. No matter what anyone says to you, no matter what anyone does to you, anything that they do to deter you from what it is you are dead set focused on and you are confident that you will succeed in, block them out and move forward. Or when you're tired and you feel exhausted, use that energy that they use to hate on you and convert it into energy that you use to love yourself and push yourself forward. The goal is peace, happiness, success, achievements. I said the same thing twice. I'm a little rusty, but you all get the idea. Just basically positive, 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 positivity all around. We all deal with enough that this world has to offer that could kind of just kick us when we're down. And then when we're by ourselves, we feel like, yo, when can I get a break? It's about time we start changing how we view these setbacks, these vibes that are negative, and just using it to help us get to where we want to be at. I have faith in all of us. I have faith in myself. I have faith that the goal is not to struggle forever. The goal is to succeed. And that the journey that we're going on along the way to get there is vital and necessary. The setbacks help us get stronger. The gifts that we have are rewards for us and our perseverance. That's what I believe. You know, a friend of mine, this is not random, a friend of mine told me, yo, man, I'm traveling in the city and I kind of miss listening to these episodes late at night. When you dropping again? And I said that quote and I'm saying to myself, I'm picturing, you know, you ever seen those movies where someone is on the speakerphone or they're on the radio and they're coming back from a dark place and they're inspiring others? You got everybody doing their thing in the background, somebody drinking coffee, listening to me, somebody on the road listening to me, somebody preparing for a rap battle. Like, yo, where, Chillis? Now, DJ, yo, put the beat back on. Like, that's what I'm picturing myself. I'm picturing, like, what I'm saying used as motivational quotes for around the world. That's what I want this podcast to be. Like, I say that a lot, and a lot has been happening, but that's exactly what I want. I just want this to be something that's used for productivity, positivity, motivation, just getting yourselves in the right state of mind and being okay with the fact that, yeah, you don't have the best mindset, but you can get yourself there. You don't have to guilt trip yourself or feel frustrated because you're not having the same positive vibes received as well as everyone else does. We all move at our own pace. Don't let anyone belittle you for feeling or thinking harsh on yourself longer than you should or you feel that you should. You're your own person. We're all unique in that way. As long as you push yourself forward and get to where you want to be at, that's all that matters. But I, for one, I am working towards peace, happiness, love, good vibes, just being the person that can sit back and say to myself, all of that was worth everything because now I'm able to experience this. Although, I'm not gonna lie to you, I was hoping to say that when I was 18. Being 31, I'm like, all right, I'm about to be 40 and, you know, 40, 50, everyone, they hype those. I'm not age shaming anyone, but everyone hypes those ages up when they're like, yeah, you know, it's lit. I'm still young. But then it's like, you're young-ish, you know. I just had a bowl of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and I'm saying to myself, well, if I was 50, I could see my doctor like, yo, so what'd you have, Cinnamon Toast Crunch? After 12? That's bold of you. It's bold of you. But no, screw that. You know, at any point in time that you feel like you want to experience anything, no matter what age you are, you go for it. I'm just saying that because I always thought that what I'm saying now, I'd be saying and feeling happy about saying when I was at the age that I pictured it. But, it, you know, everything happens for a reason. I had to go through a lot. I had to get to a lot. I had to receive a lot. I had to lose a lot. My journey was necessary because I became who I am. And despite everything that I don't have, despite all the things that I thought I was going to have and I didn't, I'm focusing on the stuff that I do have and the person that I am as a result of it. And I'm proud. I'm happy. I'm happy with who I am because I never wanted to be someone that lost myself in the things that I have achieved in life. I didn't want to be consumed by success. I didn't want to be consumed by, you know, being comfortable with the idea that, you know, if nobody likes me, then it is what it is. I wanted to be someone who lived with empathy, sympathy, just the idea that positivity is the vibe, nothing else. I don't wish well. Listen to me. I don't wish well. Yo, I don't wish bad on anyone. I just focused on being myself apologetically. I don't want to have any regrets when I leave this world. I don't want to have any regrets while I'm on this world. I want to be able to live happily, successfully, and unapologetically. Me. And I'm going to leave it on this note. 24 minutes going on 25. It's not bad. Hopefully that this was an episode that you all found yourselves enjoying and you're getting comfortable with listening to Chillus again. Fall season is upon us, so it's a good time for us to just say, hey, Chillus is back. Let's cut that on. Well, we got the fireplace, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got the food ready. Imagine somebody listening to this podcast sipping wine. I got to get to a certain point where I could just like make requests and everybody's like, yeah, nah, sure, I'm down with that. Like, I just want everybody to sit in a circle and be like sipping wine and like, yo, I'm telling you, this guy, he's good. Or someone is just like, yo, what did I tell you about this guy? You know, that'd be cool. Yo, if y'all play me in y'all homes, I'd appreciate it. Even if you play me on mute, it's all fine. There's so many new rules that I have to follow with this. I'm grateful for Anchor and Spotify, but the changes that they made, they really just... What I'm basically getting from this is like, yo, y'all got too comfortable where I was at. We need y'all to push yourselves to even more. So, like I said, I'm looking at things with a different perspective. But Jesus. But it is good to be back. I am going to try to jump in record tomorrow. I have to change everything. I'm nowhere near 25 episodes as planned. I'm changing my entire game plan. So you will hear from me a lot more often than usual. It's not going to be every other week. It's probably going to be every day. I'm going to be on my mom's time. Shout out to the Goodness Gracious podcast. Shout out to the Ryan Talks. Shout out to Conversations with Zoe. There's a list of other podcasters that I wasn't planning on doing the shout outs right now, but shout out to everyone that I know that's doing the podcasting thing. Shout out to everyone doing their music. Shout out to everyone who's just trying to achieve the dream like everyone else, man. Shout out to just everyone just doing what they got to do. Wanting better for themselves and doing better for themselves. I wish the best for all of you. We are back out here in these streets. Chillist has returned. Your favorite podcaster is back and he is not going anywhere. Honestly, I think I'm going to go right into January too. I'm not even going to hold you. Season 7 was already confirmed. Season 6 wasn't even done. That's why I said to myself, you know, that was such a dumbass move. Because I'm like, yo, now I gotta like not only produce 7, but now I gotta finish 6. And it's just the journey was worth it because here we are. And here we will stay. But in the meantime, you all have a very good night. Be well, be safe, be sound, keep your feet on the ground, have Chillist on in your ears because he's the best podcaster to hear. We're freaking back. I hope you do all enjoy this episode. Please give me feedback. And while I've been gone, all the other episodes that I left you all with have been going up in numbers. That was probably one of the most hypest things that I had going for me at the time because I was just like, yo. I looked at the numbers and I'm like, there's no way. There's no freaking way. Thank you all. Shout out to every single one of you. I hope this episode was worth a listen. I didn't make any announcements. Every time I made an announcement, it just didn't happen. I think I'm just going to go back to just doing things and then putting the messages out. Not lying to y'all, but just, you know, being safe and secure and being a man of my word the right way. But I'll be back soon. Peace and love to all of y'all. And love to all of y'all. Thank y'all all so much. Thank you all for putting me in this position to feel like I have to put episodes out. I went from not thinking that no one wanted to listen to people are looking forward to listening to me and I cannot disappoint them. And I love that transition so much. Thank you all so much. I will not let you all down. But until then, enjoy this new Chillus. Y'all don't got to go back to season 1 anymore. It's a fresh new episode out. Enjoy this. And I will talk to all of you soon. I got topics to talk about. So much has happened while I've been gone. So there's a theme that I think, I swear it's true. And it's every time that I'm podcasting, there's nothing to talk about. But when I'm gone, everything is happening all at once. So I'm back now. Let's see what happens now in life. Let's see what y'all got. I'm not going to piss life off. Life gave me the opportunity to record. Let me not do that. All right, everyone. Y'all take care. Be safe. Be sound. Keep your feet to the ground. If there's a podcast in your ear, make sure it's Chillus that you hear. That's we got it. We're back. We're freaking back. I didn't do the intro because this is a special episode. We're gonna number this one. I'm putting a theme song on. You know what? I'm hype. Chillus out.